Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Yesterday, you'll remember that we looked at Ruth chapter 2, verse 17, and it tells us about what that day yielded to Ruth, an ephah of barley. And we don't use that type of measurement. But in your Bible, it probably tells you that it was about 3/5 of a bushel. In our terminology, about a month's worth of food that she carried home that day. And so just picture in your minds what she's doing as she's lumbering forth into her whatever semblance of a home that she had. She walks through the door, and then she drops that big bag of food down in front of Naomi, whose eyes, I'm sure, just went wide. And then, from a special place, she brings forth a hot meal and hands it to Naomi. Now, I want you to notice what has just happened. Ruth has shared with her mother-in-law the very best of what she had, a cooked dish that had been handed to her by Boaz, and then Ruth hands it to Naomi. Ruth has been satisfied herself with food from the boss's table and his own hand, and now, don't miss this, Ruth shares with Naomi the best of what she had. She didn't keep the good stuff stockpiled for herself. Grace is not meant to be stockpiled. The satisfaction of God's grace and abundance leads to the sharing of God's grace. Our nature is to stockpile, to be greedy, to hold for ourselves, to keep for ourselves. But Ruth, because she has been changed by grace, shares that grace with Naomi. Don't you think the one who poured out the abundance of grace in the first place has more than you know what to do with? He is not running out because he is the source of grace. And as long as God lives, there will be grace. God had blessed Boaz with an abundant harvest, who shared it with Ruth, who then in turn shared it with Naomi. So don't miss this long-term effect. Because of Boaz truly being a worthy man, a man of integrity, a man who showed the steadfast love of the Lord, this sharing of his abundance ended up leading to a relationship that brings us the greatest gift of grace the world has ever known, Jesus Christ. We have very good reason to celebrate these acts of sharing of grace in this story, because it's those acts of sharing the grace that lead to the establishment of your church and my church and our own personal salvation. This is what happens by a life that has been gripped by the redeeming and sanctifying grace of God. When you pray today, please remember Grady Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Arabic Life Word broadcast that's heard in Australia, Canada, and the United States.